Proverbs 14:29 says, "He that is slow to wrath is of great understanding, but he that is hasty of spirit exalteth folly." Hasty is a word that most of us need to learn and to avoid imitating. I think most of us can be a little hasty at times, but some folks are just hasty, period. And that's the person described here as hasty of spirit. Webster's 1828 dictionary gives three main characteristics of someone who is hasty, and I believe the Bible and experience bear this out: eager, precipitate, rash, opposed to deliberate. Webster quoted our proverb that we've read, but also Proverbs 29:20, which says, "Seest thou a man that is hasty in his words? There is more hope of a fool than of him." The eager precipitate is someone who is eager to urge or press a matter. There's the very unwise tendency to want to be the first person to report something, and the purpose is to get attention. One example that always comes to mind is when Bob Hope died in 1998. Arizona Republican Bob Stump made the sad announcement about the death of lifelong Republican actor Bob Hope, who was better known as an actor and comedian than as a Republican, with more than 95 movies to his and appearances to his credit, including many appearances entertaining troops overseas from World War II to Vietnam. And news began to travel by means of radio and TV, and then by word of mouth and over landline telephones, and in conversations in the a number of hours after that. Back in 1998, less than 10% of the U.S. population had access to the internet in its infancy. But at the time, news traveled faster than it had ever traveled in human history. And about the time that the world was learning about Bob Hope's death in 1998, it was discovered that he wasn't actually dead. We later learned the explanation. An obituary had been written for Bob Hope by some newspaper, and they had released the story. Evidently, news outlets are hasty. They want to be the first to report anything that happens, so they have ready-made obituaries. So all they have to do is insert the date and then send, and be able to brag about being the first to report such and such. Then all it took in 1998 was a hasty congressman to take the floor in the Hall of Congress and repeat the false obituary, and it just exploded. Today, all it takes is someone to post something on their social media page, and the next thing you know, it's being repeated all around the world. So, nope, Bob Hope didn't die in 1998. He died in 2003. And I've repeated what others have said that Bob Hope's response was to his premature reports of his death, when he said, quote, "Reports of my death have been greatly exaggerated," end quote. And we love that response because it's so funny. But Bob Hope never said it. Samuel Clemens actually said that, the writer known as Mark Twain, back in the 19th century. He was sick and had gone overseas to London, and some reporter had hunted him down and asked him about the reports. And written records show that he actually said, "The report of my death was an exaggeration," which is funny, but not quite as funny as the made-up quote. It's close. So the bottom line is just what our proverb says: "He that is hasty of spirit exalteth folly." Whatever the motive and no matter what the circumstance is, being hasty can backfire big time. And every time you do it, you make yourself look foolish and untrustworthy. Take time to think and pray before speaking or acting, unless it's a life and death situation that requires an immediate response. As Haggai the prophet said to Israel in Haggai 1:7, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways." Don't be hasty.